Welcome back into Kyle Brustenortman across ESPN Wisconsin. I'm Ben Brust alongside the Packer backer, the heartbeat of the show. And he was sitting courtside, fancy schmancy,
you know.
Kyle Wallace. Brad Nortman, longtime NFL punter. Second place Brad, lost in the Super Bowl, obviously. And we're excited to be joined now. I give them all their credentials, but I give better credentials to Thanasis Anadokounmpo. T.A., welcome into Kyle Brustenortman. How you doing today?
Man, thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I feel like today I've been having a lot of highlights today, man. I'm in a radio station. I saw you in the course. Like,
look at that. You saw me today.
But I heard you didn't say hi to him. Were you embarrassed to say hi to him?
No, he was doing his thing, and I got to do my thing as well, like with the team. But
I was doing my thing. You was doing your thing. I was just watching y'all do your thing. I started a little three-point shot you was doing there with your
Thanasis,
boy.
Is he an annoying fan? What kind of fan is he like courtside?
No, he was cool. I kind of felt like in the beginning he was watching the game, you know, locked in. He was like, all right, what's going on? You know, just and try to help us get a win, man.
Okay. He's doing his part.
Bobby. I'm getting hyped up.
Yeah, here. I saw T.A. do a little three-point shot behind Pat Bev, and then I saw Kyle start doing it after that. You're going to have everyone shooting with T.A.
So I'll tell you what it is, too. So for some reason this year, I don't know, for some reason everybody's, like, dissecting whatever we do. For some reason. Like, I've been doing, like, this is, we've been here, bro. We've been doing this for a minute. And it started with the Dame game winner. I was in the bench. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Meme. Heard him on the podcast.
Yeah,
the analysis show.
And I told him, I said, listen, now, if I'd have said, oh, I knew he was going in, everybody would have been like, come on, man. What do you mean he was going in? Like, everybody would have stopped messing with me. But now that you see the picture, now you know I knew he was going in. So that's funny, but it's more of, it's fun, it's camaraderie, it's belief. You know, that's all it takes from a team to, you know, and just being together, that's it.
Yeah, and we're really excited to have you because this coming Friday, the Thanalysis show is going live and in public. Yes, and it's an in-person event where you can purchase tickets. So go to taliveshow.com and tell us about what makes this live show special, because your brother is joining the podcast. Yeah. Did you have to bribe him?
No. So it's crazy. They had an article and people was asking, how do you get all these guests to your podcast and everything? I was like, I'm just a cool kid. I'm joking. But it was mostly because I just do it kind of different. You know, I kind of give an honest conversation and don't look for sound bites or like, oh, tell me a story or do this, like stuff like that. And people feel comfortable because people are tired of just going to places and people asking them about, like, so they can, you know, about sound bites so they can nitpick what they say. But other than that, like, you can always obviously listen to stories and stuff like this. But what I would say is I'm so happy to have him this season. Next season, I'm going to have my other brother, Kostas, and then the season after that, my other brother. Because I get one brother each season. I always have a lot of brothers. So that's fun. But it's a great event. You guys are going to love it. You guys are going to enjoy it. It's something that's going to bring us together. It's for the fan base. I wanted to do this live, and it was only fitting to have my brother on it. And people ask me about the cost of the tickets or whatever. It's $43, and the reason it's $43 is because of my jersey. It's not because I want to. I don't care about that. It's more of like bringing people out there. And then obviously, if you listen to the next podcast and you get a code, it might become 34, but we'll see.
and tickets are on sale right now to see Giannis and Thanasis live on stage on Friday night. Go to taliveshow.com, taliveshow.com, and get tickets before they sell out, because you're going to see the brothers together. You just heard the man right here. Yeah. $43. It's family friendly. It's going to be at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Event Center. So when you go to the event center, just know all ages are welcome and families are encouraged. TALiveshow.com.
TALiveshow.com. Man, are you guys coming? Are you guys going to be in the event?
I'll be there.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, we got to make sure that they're on the approved list.
100%.
We're family now?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Of course. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for bringing me on. As well.
Any big news as it relates to the podcast, in the future? I know we got the live event, but what about that podcast? You had Jake Paul.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. You know what? It's you guys. I'll give you a hint. Green Bay.
Ooh.
Green Bay. Stand
up. My attention.
I'll give you a hint. Green Bay, next Thursday at 10. Audios probably might be Wednesday night. But visuals and video and interview on YouTube is going to be on Thursday, 10 o'clock probably. Oof. Milwaukee time.
Have you done radio before? I mean, that's a better tease than I've done in my entire life.
No, I've never done radio, but you know, Mr. Craig has sent me so many courses. And I'm a very big reader. I work hard, and I just kind of like go through them every day. But you guys, so first I want to give you guys a kudos and respect, because what you guys do is not easy, you know, because it's hard to show up every day and kind of have a great demeanor and big and nice.
Hey, they just got started. Let's not.
Keep me up. Yeah. I like that. Me and Brad need it.
Yeah,
need
it. Because you have to believe as well. People are listening. You know, people are listening to your voice in the radio. So it's kind of, you want them to listen to somebody who's positive, happy, and, you know, and it's hard to bring that.
Well, and we're joined by Thanasis Anadokounmpo here. I'm Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin, Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman with TA.
Well, and Thanasis has been a huge hit, so give yourself some credit, because you are doing great and you're pumping out awesome episodes.
Thank you.
I got to ask you, though, do you have a favorite episode so far that when people are hearing this are like, man, Thanasis sounds really good, I want to check it out. Is there one episode that you particularly were like, man, that was a great episode, maybe one of your favorites?
The live show for $43, TA.
That's true, yeah.
That's gonna be nice. I think I can't say.
There's been so many good ones. So.
But I don't consider all of them good ones. You gotta understand. It's like I feel like an artist. You know how an artist makes a song, and to him, everyone was a hit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But you know, the audience gets to dictate through views and audio downloads what's what. But I think like even the first one I did with Bobby. Shout out to Bobby Portis, man, underdog. You know, went crazy last night. He so hard as always. Bobby, Damian Lillard, Tyler Donovan Mitchell for coming through. Obviously, Jake Paul, he kind of gives us a little bit of another insight of who he is. You know, I get the whole viral stuff, but like, he's a cool kid, man. He's just like, but that's his demeanor. That's his thing.
Speaking of Jake Paul, I mean, yeah. Does he stand a chance against an almost 60-year-old Mike Tyson? What you think?
Okay, I'm going to be 100 with you. I personally would not get in the ring with Mike Tyson. I don't care if he was 90 years old. I don't get in the ring with him. But that's just me.
Yeah, right? Me too, brother.
Yeah, same.
That's just me. But I think he's created something special, man. And Mike realizes that and recognizes that. He brought him out of retirement. You know, he's creating something special for fans to see, for viewership, for the boxing world, the excitement. And I hope... You know, the guys are with the outcome. I just hope it's a better thing for the sports and boxing. You know, he's a consultant for Team USA.
Oh, wow.
No, didn't know that.
Olympic boxing. You hear that on the pod. That you can only imagine from him, you know, doing this all of a sudden, having to do consult for, like, Team USA Olympic boxing and, you know, like, meditation-wise and walking through them through, like, moments. Because he's been through a lot of crowds. Even though he's starting now, he's had big crowds when he boxed. So, one of those things.
And TALiveShow.com is where you can buy the tickets to see Thanasis and Giannis together this Friday at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Event Center. And when I say that, remember, families are encouraged and all ages are welcomed. Any surprises, anything special that you want to promote about Friday? And also let us know where people can get involved with the show. Obviously on YouTube, you do a great job promoting on your social medias as well.
If you guys wanna listen to it, obviously Spotify, Apple, whatever you guys get your podcast from, available on every platform. If you wanna watch the interviews on YouTube, Thanasis Show. I've had some episodes that was in my own family channel, but I switched it up just because I don't want to create the consistency, and I wanted to give you guys somewhere you guys can call home for Thanasis and always go watch it. But feedback is always encouraged. You know, I want to get feedback, good or bad. I love feedback, and because it makes me better, you know, and it's something special that I want to see where I'm going to be from in 1 or 2 years from now. So that's one. But you guys are going to love. I think next episode, you guys are going to love the episode. It's a big month for the analysis.
Green Bay.
Green Bay, yeah. Trust me, it's going to be interesting. I think you guys.
I mean, AJ
love it.
Dillon just re-signed.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
You know, and it's one of those things that I feel proud of, obviously. But the thing that makes me happy is the support I've gotten from Milwaukee, from people across, from people in Greece, people in the States. Like it made me believe. You know what? It's cool. Like I want to do this, and it's fun. So, and I'm doing it my way. So that's even better.
Yeah, and Thanasis, thank you so much for joining us here on Kyle Bruston-Nortman. Lastly, before we let you go, to all the Milwaukee Bucks fans out there, obviously you've tasted what it's like to win a championship, and I'm sure you want to get that again. Why should fans of the Bucks feel confident about what this team has going post-All-Star break?
One of the things I want to say to the fans is, like, guys, like, I want to see the hunger now. Like, I talked to this on my podcast. I want to see the 50 years with no championship hunger back. Mm-hmm. We're going on a run. Mm-hmm. Come back. Like, I need you guys to make Pfizer Forum the most uncomfortable arena for somebody else to come play in. I want them to feel like, oh, my God, this is so unwelcoming to come play here, you know? I want to create that atmosphere. And anybody who's listening to this, you know, let them know we're going on a run. And we're going to do our job, but we want them, we need them. You know, not we want them, we need them. Mm-hmm. We need them. You know, there is a difference. And we're going to give everything we have. Everybody, Giannis, Dame, Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis, Jay Crowder, AJ Green, Pat Connaughton, Brook Lopez, all the young guys, myself.
Don't forget anyone. You just named the whole roster.
All the roster, coach, everybody, the coaching staff. You know, I know it's been a weird year, but we've made it. You know, we've kept our consistency. We've throughout everything, and now it's time. It's time. It's time to get, like, you know. And if we get a little bit aggressive, so be it.
Yeah.
But this is who we are. This is Milwaukee. This is
just don't leave the bench. I don't want you suspended now.
No. we're gonna keep our cool. We're gonna be just fine. But I need the fan base to understand, like, this is Milwaukee.
Yes.
This is our, you know, this is our state, and we're gonna make this proud, right? And plus, I might be biased a little bit, but we deserve an All-Star.
Yeah.
We deserve 100% an All-Star. I saw the All-Star in Indy, and it was so cool. Got me a little bit upset, but not upset because Indy, congratulations to Indy, but got me upset. I was like, why don't we have an All-Star?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For everything we've done for the sport, for the NBA, and who've brought here guys like Giannis for years and Dame, and what we've done for the city and the city, how the city is building out, like. We deserve it. And I don't care. People talked about the airport. People talked about, like,
they're holding the RNC here. They were going to hold the DNC here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Clearly, lots of people are going to be coming in for that. You can hold an All-Star event.
Yeah, 100%. And people talked about, like, flights and international flights, something like that. About, like, you got to have a global airport. I don't care. Fly to Chicago. Who cares? This is my thing is, we've done, I think we've paid our dues when it comes to sport. And I believe we deserve an All-Star. All-Star game, and for the fan base, for the city, for the state, and I'm going to push for it as much as I can in every platform that I have, because apart from basketball, the basketball is one part, but I think that, and we do it the right way. We do it the right way. Put our heads down, don't do nothing. Just straight basketball, straight business, blue collar city, and, you know, that's it. So.
Well, thank you so much, Thanasis, for joining us here on Kyle Bruston-Nortman. Lastly, I want to, again, let everyone know, because this has been really fun having him on the show. You can feel the energy. You can feel the passion that he has for Thanasis' show. And you're going to be able to see him in person with his brother. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that's crazy. For $43, you probably have to pay $1,000 to meet him for a meet and greet.
No, but yeah, but the $43 is symbolic, guys. It's not. It's for the people who are going to be there, attendance and stuff like that, to be able to, for the cost. It's not for us.
$430? $43. No. Tickets are on sale now to see Giannis Anthanasis live on stage Friday night. So get your tickets, taliveshow.com. That's taliveshow.com. Limited tickets. Families are encouraged. Bring your young ones. Come see the brothers. You saw Giannis, the marvelous journey. You've seen their story. They won a championship here. Now hear from them in person. taliveshow.com. Thank you, Thanasis.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me, man.
There it is. Thanasis Antetokounmpo, Kyle Bruston-Nortman. We'll be back across ESPN Wisconsin next.